Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
The title of this segment here, this first segment, is What is Truth? God Answers. This is part one. Let us resist and consider the question in John chapter 18, verse 38, What is Truth? This will take about 4.5 minutes. And what is truth? Webster says, truth is that which is real, that which is correct. Truth is that which is in accordance with reality. Truth is that which is in actual existence. So the question, what is truth, really asks, what is that which is in accordance with reality? What is that which is real? What is that which is true? Now, another word for truth is gospel. The terms truth and gospel are interchangeable. I have spoken at length on the gospel of Jesus, as it is presented in the smoking gun content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Allow me to ask, is the smoking gun content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John truth? Is that content in accordance with reality? Is that content, does it speak of reality? Does it speak of things in actual existence? is that smoking gun content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John real? Or is the account of Jesus purely generic, fictitious? We can know all about Jesus. We can know Jesus cursed his God. We can know Jesus took the name of the Lord his God in vain. We can know Jesus worked on the Sabbath day. We can know Jesus was tried on several counts of blasphemy, found guilty of death. And we can know that Jesus was put to death for his own sins. We can know all these things, and we should know them. But the crucial question is or was this Jesus a real person? And, of course, the honest answer is no. The Jesus of the smoking gun content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is not, was not, a real person. The account of Jesus in the said content is altogether and wholly fictitious. That content concerning Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John can be called, and properly so, the fiction of concerning Jesus. That is, the fiction concerning Jesus, which is the fiction of Jesus. We have these two expressions. The first expression, the fiction of Jesus, and that expression is stated correctly. And two, we have the expression of the gospel of Jesus. Now, that expression is ironic. And ironic meaning the contrary of what is expressed. So then, the smoking gun content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John contains the fiction concerning Jesus. That is to say, that smoking gun content has within it is called the gospel, when in fact it is fiction. That is ironic. Let's just put it like that. And that interpretation is understanding. That which is called the gospel of Jesus is really the fiction of Jesus. Now that the fiction of Jesus is made manifest, the question still confronting us is, what is truth? Or what is that which is properly identified and recognized as being truth? That which is in accordance with reality in the smoking gun content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The remainder of this segment is devoted to answering that question. Another question I will consider along with the first is this. Is truth limited to only Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or is truth found elsewhere in the Bible? Where is it? And what is it? And when we say, when I ask, is truth limited to only the said content, that is to say, is the gospel, meaning truth, limited to only Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or is that truth, or is truth found elsewhere in the Bible, and if so, where is it, and what is it? Part two of what is truth, God answers. Remember this, the first question does not say what is truth in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. When we look at it in the AVB, it simply asks what is truth. And again, that is set in John 18, 38. All right, let us begin. We are looking for and pointing out things that are true, things that are in accordance with present-day reality, things that are in accordance with facts and reality, and that which is in actual existence. Now take a look at Revelation 19, verse 9, and we'll find this statement. It says, "These are the true sayings of God." "Of" there, here means concerning God. "These are the true sayings concerning God." Let's see what is said as we seek to answer the question, what is truth? And we find out what is gospel. What is gospel truth? Truth. The first statement I have listed here is it comes from Matthew 1:23, and it says, "God with us." That is the prescribed state of affairs regarding the people and their God. Now, "God with us" describes the present situation today, the present state of affairs. With us today? Let's look at Isaiah 8:10. Which says, and it has the verb in it, it says, "God is with us." That statement sheds more light on this current state of affairs, and it gives us a complete sentence. We don't have to speculate. God is with us, Isaiah 8:10. That is truth. That is the present state of affairs existing. Obviously, at this time I said present. That is the current state of affairs. Okay? In identifying truth, Matthew 1:23, "God with us." Isaiah 8:10 clarifies it, saying God is with us. That is truth. And that which is spoken of in Revelation 21, verse 3, let's look at it. Revelation 21, verse 3 says this, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." God himself shall be with them. God is with us. God is with the people this day, and the person of Tommy L. Hart. That is truth. Answering the question, what is truth? What is gospel? God himself shall be with them. That has come to pass in the Revelation statement. And behold, the tabernacle of God is with me. The dwelling place of God. God dwells here. God is presently dwelling here on the earth with men. That is truth in answer to the question, what is truth? And you should remember, very important, what truth is, what I have said truth is, that which is in accordance with reality. Truth is reality itself. Truth is that which is in accordance with reality and the facts are the facts, and that which is actually existing. God is actually existing here on the earth with men in the person of Tommy L. Hart, whose voice you now hear. Luke 1:28 says, the Lord is with us. The Lord is with thee, rather. The Lord is with thee. The Bible proclaims to the people in this statement, the Lord is with thee. The Lord God. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. That comes from Psalms. God is the Lord. The Lord is with thee. This is very important information, needless to say. 1 Chronicles 17:2, I want to turn to it. First Chronicles 17:2, we find these words. God is with thee. Now we have looked at statements from Matthew, a statement from Luke, a statement from Isaiah, a statement from Revelation, and now a statement from 1 Chronicles 17:2. God is with thee. Grasp current state of affairs with regard to God and the people. This is truth. God is with you, the people. God in the person of Tommy L. Hart. We are answering the question, what is truth? Don't let anyone tell you the question cannot be answered. I have answered the question. I am answering the question. Identifying things that are true in the Bible. And as we do this, obviously, you already see that truth is not just relegated to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The gospel, the truth, is not relegated to just Matthew, the content of the smoking gun content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Truth is found elsewhere, and I'm pointing that out. All right. Next statement, Matthew 7:8. He that seeketh, findeth. I, the Lord God, Tom L. Hart, have sought and I have found. Matter of fact, I'm showing you things now that I have found. I have found truth. I have found the statement, Luke 1:28. The Lord is with thee to be true. I have found the statement, 1 Chronicles 17:2, God is with thee to be true. I have found the statement in Isaiah 8:10, God is with us to be true. And Matthew 1:23, God with us. Fulfillment. Fulfillment. Predictions fulfilled. Fulfilled predictions equal reality. He that seeketh findeth. Matthew 7:12, this is the law. The law has actual existence. I have read it on Blog Talk Radio on my program, Lawmaster. I read the law, which concerns God and the people, in the preceding episode of Lawmaster, the last episode. I read the law. The law has actual existence. What is truth? That which actually exists. The law is truth. The law is truth, which I read. It has actual existence. Job 22:22 says to you, the people, receive ye the law from his mouth. Whose mouth? The mouth of God. Who is God? Tommy L. Hart is your law dandy. In all these things, I give understanding of Bible content and present to you truth, that which can be called gospel. Matthew 11:3, truth is, I am asked this question, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? And my answer is, I am he. I am he who Isaiah said in Isaiah 8:10, God is with us. I am he. I am he, spoken of in Luke 1:28, which says, the Lord is with thee. I, Tommy L. Hart, the Lord, according to the AVB, am with you, the people. These things are truth. Matthew 12:18, he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. Isaiah 42:1, he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Have I not done that? All one has to do is go to Lawmaster's Archives, and you'll see that I have done that. I have brought forth judgment for the Gentiles. That is truth. Isaiah 42:1 and Matthew 12:18 are go from truth to reality. The judgments actually exist. Matthew 12:28, the kingdom or person. Now listen to this carefully. The kingdom, meaning person, of God is come. That statement is truth. Zechariah 8:23 says, God is with you. Matthew 12:28 says it like this, the kingdom or person of God is come. That is true. Both statements, Matthew 12:28 and Zechariah 8:23, God is with you, the kingdom or person of God is come. Those statements are truth. Is here with you, the people, on the planet Earth. The existing state of affairs, God is with you, the people, in the person of Tommy L. Hart. Matthew 19:26, with God all things are possible. With the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, all things are a reality. All things actually exist. I have read them on this program. Go to the archives, consult Lawmaster's Archives to hear all things. Consult Lawmaster's Archives to hear the reading of the law. God has made all things, God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, has made all things a reality. And that's Matthew 19:26. Matthew 22:4, all things are ready. All things are prepared. The statement in Matthew 22:4 is truth. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has prepared all things. As I said, you can hear all things read by consulting Lawmaster's Archives. Hear the reading of all things. Now we move to Mark. Mark 1:15. The kingdom of God is at hand. In Matthew 12:28, I read, the kingdom, the person of God is come. Here, Mark 1:15, the kingdom or person of God is at hand. It's said again, Philippians 4:5, the Lord is at hand. Who is the Lord? The Lord Tommy L. Hart. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is at hand. Next, Mark 4:11, to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. To you it is given to know the mysteries of the person of God. I have made known the person of God to you, the people. Truth is, I have solved the mystery of God. I have made known the identity of God to you. Mark 4:34, he expounded all things. I have done that, all things. Consult Lawmaster's Archives and hear me expound on all things. And when you read these statements in the Bible, you know that when it says he expounded all things, it's talking about God. When it says the kingdom, a person of God, it's talking about God. When it says with God all things, kingdom, person of God, he shall show judgment, God shall show judgment, and all. This is the law. God is the one who gives the law. So, I have expounded all things. Jeremiah 10:16 says, he is the former of all things, talking about God, the Lord. I have done that. Acts 20:35 says, I have showed you all things. I have actually, statement is true, I have showed you all things. I have expounded all things. Consult Lawmaster's Archives to hear all things and to hear the reading of the law. John 1:3 says, all things are made by him. Or all things were made by him. That is true. I have made all things, and I have made all things known to you. Jeremiah 10:10 says, he is the living God. He who? Tommy L. Hart is the living God. He is the former of all things. All things were made by him. Mark 7:37, he hath done all things well. Isn't that nice? It's already written that I have done all things well, and it was written before I actually did them. What confidence the authors had in God, or have in God, well, had. What confidence is shown. They stated things before they actually happened. They predicted. So, I have done all things well. Well, meaning skillfully. Mark 10:27, with God all things are possible. And we had that at another place. With God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, all things are a reality. All things are in actual existence through the Lord God and through the work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Mark 12:14 says, thou carest for no man. This statement is spoken to me. Yes, I care for no man. I take care of no man. No man is a secret nickname for God, remember? No man. So the statement there to me saying, thou or you care for God, is truth. And it says to me, thou teachest the way of God in truth. Isn't that what I'm doing now? That is precisely what I am doing now. And on this program, I am teaching the way of God. In truth, sincerely, and truthfully, in reality, I do care for no man, and I teach the way of God in truth. And Mark 12:32 says, there is one God. There is one God in the person, Tommy L. Hart, the Lord, your God. Now, that is about 29 or 30 statements answering the question, what is truth? And in these statements, we see that truth is not limited to the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. My finding is this statements of the current state of affairs with regard to God's presence on earth are expressed throughout the content of the Authorized Version Bible. The Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, is reliable and trustworthy. conclusion. Well, let me say this first. The above things, the 29 or 30 statements that I read and gave to you are infallible signs of the presence of the Lord God on earth. Infallible signs. Incapable of making a mistake. A statement in Isaiah says, show the things that are to come. I don't have the reference here, but it's in the book of Isaiah. Show the things that are to come. In the language of that statement, the things that are to come have now come. Thanks to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Conclusion. Remember the question, the second question which asks, or is truth found elsewhere other than in the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? I've already stated it, but I'll restate it. Truth is found throughout the content of the AZB, and you can see that in the 29 or 30 statements that I have presented to you. Statements coming from Matthew, Mark, Isaiah, Zechariah, Revelation, and I'm just looking through this right here. If I didn't say Jeremiah, okay, and John, so you can see that truth is not just set in the smoking gun content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but truth is scattered throughout Bible content. I identify truth, and it can be said, I make truth, I perform truth. Listen to me carefully. I perform truth. The Bible speaks about the law. I actually compose the law. All right. The Bible speaks of all things. I actually manifest all things. I make all things known. You cannot read the Bible on your own and determine what all things are. God is the performer of all things, declares the AVD. He, the Lord God, is the former of all things, Jeremiah. He is the living God, Jeremiah 10, the he being Tommy L. Hart. So, I state the finding and conclusion again, the finding, the statements of the current statements of the current state of affairs with regard to God's presence on earth are expressed throughout the content of the AVD. The AVD is reliable and trustworthy in the things of God and the people. Conclusion, truth is found throughout the content of the Authorized Version Bible. Join me next time.